Alaska has become the second state after Hawaii to officially recognize indigenous languages. Supporters hope the measure would revitalize the languages. In some cases, only a handful of native speakers are left. From member station KTOO in Juneau, Casey Kelly takes us to a camp that's using sport to keep native culture alive.
On the basketball court at the University of Alaska Southeast in Juneau, a dozen middle and high school students are warming up for their first day of camp. As they stretch near half court, Jessica Chester counts to 10 in Tlingit.
Tlink, day, nas.
Chester teaches Alaska Native languages for the Juneau School District. She's been helping out with Sea Alaska Heritage Institute's summer basketball camp since 2006. Chester says all of the drills incorporate at least some Tlingit.
You know, if they're saying, go get a ball, I'm going to be behind the coach saying, kucheit aqa nagu, you know, go get a ball in Tlingit.
Chester grew up hearing elders speak the language and began studying it herself in college.
Languages carry the ideas and the feelings and the emotions and thoughts of a culture, of a people, and so bringing that back is real important to me.
Linguists say fewer than 150 native Tlingit speakers are alive today. Some Alaska indigenous languages have no remaining native speakers. They exist only in written form or as recordings. Sea Alaska's president, Rosita Worrell, says many Alaska Natives grew up ashamed of their languages and traditions.
We've had a policy and history in this country to suppress Native languages and suppress Native culture.
About 15 years ago, the Heritage Institute decided to make language preservation its top priority. In fact, it lobbied for recognition of Native languages as official state languages. Worrell says the inspiration came after meeting with a group of Hawaiian language preservationists. That state officially recognized indigenous languages in 1978.
We looked at their programs, and I will tell you, our board of trustees started to cry because they saw little children speaking the Hawaiian language. And they said, if the Hawaiians can do that, we can do that.
Now that native languages have official recognition in Alaska, efforts like this camp are expected to grow. Worrell says she no longer worries about the Tlingit language becoming extinct.
It may be that it will never be spoken as a first language, but we have always said that you'll be hearing the voices of our ancestors through our children.
Back at camp, counselors run the kids through a series of basketball and language drills.
Front pivot. Reverse pivot.
Michelle Martin's daughter and son are attending the camp for the third time. Martin's from the Tlingit village of Huna, where she picked up some of the language from her grandparents. She says her kids already speak it better than she does.
I can understand phrases and I know what they're saying, and I try to learn and I'm like, oh my gosh, I need to go back and learn some more.
Most of the kids say they were initially hooked because of the basketball, but keep coming to learn their language. 16-year-old Jamie Kelly Paul says he's not even that interested in sports. Instead, he wants to build up the Alaska Native pride that was almost lost.
It's my culture. I love it. It's fun to learn about it. It's important to keep our culture alive instead of just everyone being one type of person.
Kelly Paul says he can't wait to teach his little brother everything he learned about Tlingit language and culture once he gets home. For NPR News, I'm Casey Kelly in Juneau.